The Great Deception in Astrology and the Horoscope, by heavenlymanner.net. Let's unmask the great deception in astrology and the horoscope by looking at one of the profiles of the signs of the zodiac. Taurus, the bull, is said to be bullheaded, but loyal, tender and kind. Now let's see what the Bible says in Exodus 32:9. We read, "The Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people." Stiff-necked means bull-headed, stubborn. God says this in reference to an entire nation. Yet we know the entire nation was not born under the sign of Taurus, the bull. So, the bull-headed factor attributed to Taurus is applied to millions of people, no matter what their sign of the zodiac was, and remember, Taurus, the bull, is supposed to be kind and tender. Well, guess what? Adolf Hitler was a Taurus. So much for the so-called accuracy of astrology and the horoscope. Forget about what is predicted for your sign. Only God knows the future, which is why the Bible says in James 4:14, that we do not know what tomorrow will bring. Another important truth is that the Star of Bethlehem has nothing to do with astrology or the prophesied birth of Jesus. In Matthew 2:1-5, we read, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet." Matthew 2:1-5, says the birth of Jesus was prophesied by the prophet, not by the Star of Bethlehem. Visit heavenlymanner.net for more information on this topic, and to share your comments.